This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I always tell our players this, change is inevitable, growth is optional. We want to grow. We want to live in vision. I think when you live in vision, if you can't see it, you can never achieve it. I can see what we can be. I have a vision of what we can be. We will chip away and take the things away that don't help that vision. We will increase the things that help that vision and try to take Texas A&M where it should be, at the top of the college football world. I think everything is here. It's an exciting time to be at Texas A&M, and I'm extremely proud to be your coach.
His name is Jimbo, right? And that's perfect for Texas. Somebody said the only places where a guy named Jimbo can really work are down in Alabama and Florida.
Or the Detroit Lions, yeah, right, as an offensive coordinator.
But it doesn't make sense. It makes sense? It doesn't make sense up there.
Tell people about that offense coordinator's name is. Do you know with the Lions?
Yeah. It's
Lane Font.
No.
It's Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Jim Bob
Cooter. That doesn't make any sense up there. They don't get it. Down here, Jimbo. But Jimbo, as Dell pointed out, is a fast talker.
Yeah.
Jimbo's a fast talker, and he's a slow. He's the opposite of Summy.
Yeah.
Summy's a slow talker, and he wants to play fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dell?
Yeah, Jimbo had the second to slowest pace of play offensively in college football.
And he likes, and Billy Lucci joins us. You know, Jimbo Fisher likes pocket quarterbacks. He's DeAndre Francois, Jameis Winston. He likes a guy who can sit, Christian Ponder, who can sit in a pocket.
Yeah, it's EJ Manuel.
How the Ags looking on that front? Because that's not what Nick Mond is, though.
Nick Lucci? Starkle.
Nick Mond.
Kellen Mond, yeah.
No, you threw me off, too. Starkle is. And Kellen could be one of those that can run. Kellen needs a lot of work throwing the ball, but it wasn't like this year they really got and I kind of wondered why. They never really tried to get Kellen thrown on the move or anything like that. It was all whatever move, you know, throwing he did on the run came when he just, you know, scrambled out of the pocket and stuff. But he actually did a pretty good job of getting better and better at sitting in the pocket. He just wouldn't let go of the football. You know, that was what was really hurting him, was his just inability to see the field and read the defenses. So, you got to wait and see over time if that develops. As you guys know, sometimes guys just don't have it. Sometimes guys are just true freshmen. And you know, it's only time will tell. But Starkle certainly is that guy, pocket passer. And then they've got Connor Blumrick out of Pearland, who missed his senior year with an injury there and redshirted. He's a guy that could do both. But I think, you know, they lost a commitment yesterday from Cade Fortin, the quarterback out of Georgia. I think he read the writing on the wall. They didn't offer him at Florida State, even though he camped there and he was right there in Georgia. They recruited the number one quarterback in Georgia, who is committed to UGA right now. It's kind of opened things up. And there's another guy out of Florida who's committed, or he's out of California. He's committed to the Gators, a five-star guy that doesn't really, kind of for the same reasons y'all just were wondering about Mond, he doesn't think he fits Mullen's system of the dual threat because he's not one. I just have a feeling that Jimbo might go out and end up landing some sort of, you know, high four or five-star quarterback in this class before it's all said and done and throw that guy into the competition with what's already on campus.
I think Jimbo's going to
We'll see, because for next year he's got Grant Gunnell in 2019 who certainly fits that mold.
Maybe
he's got to look really quickly at his roster.
Maybe he's got him.
He needs to add a stud to compete this year.
You know, you don't know that's for sure, because it was Summy and Noel that had. It's not positive. As I understand it, Jimbo's going to be trying to work that angle, as a matter of fact, this week and maybe even tomorrow. But you don't know that Grant is going to do that. Why did Blumrick not compete?
I'll bet he will if they don't sign one this year.
Maybe not. Why did Blumrick not get a shot when the quarterback play was so bad at times?
I think it had to do with his injury. You know, he missed pretty much all of spring ball. So he didn't get, because he missed spring, he didn't get very many reps in fall camp in that battle. And then, you know, once the season started, he was just pretty.
Are you talking into your phone? Because it doesn't sound like it anymore.
Do what?
You're not talking into your phone. Something's wrong.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. So
in a dead spot.
Oh, so he had the injury in the spring and he couldn't catch up even if he was healthy during the season?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they thought he was as ready as Kellen was. And then once Starkle came back, he was the guy that won the job, so they were comfortable with that. I mean, the thing was with Kellen, I mean, let's not forget, we sat on this very show and we're complimenting him. Right before that stretch of, you know, we complimented the way he played late against Alabama. We were talking good about, you know, he essentially won the Arkansas game with his play down the stretch. We were talking about the clutch plays he made late against South Carolina and Florida. And then coming out of that bye against Todd Grantham and Mississippi State and Kevin Steele and Auburn, the wheels kind of fell off. And by the time they played Mississippi State, Starkle was available. Remember, they put him in late in that game. They put him in the second quarter of Auburn, and they went. So I don't think they did anything wrong with not giving Blumrick a look this year. I think redshirting him was the right decision.
Just a bad thing.
The wrong decision in hindsight, and it's real easy to say now, is, you know, not taking Stidham. Because you go look at Stidham, and it's, you probably beat Auburn because they don't have Stidham, and you do. And you probably beat UCLA because even if it's Stidham that breaks his ankle, you bring in Starkle.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jimbo's a bad thing for Mond.
I think Kellen Mond, if Jimbo can coach him, you know, and train him to see the field and throw the ball, I think he can stand in the pocket and throw the football. There's not a rule that says he can't run. There's not a rule that says he can't be a runner. I mean, look at Jameis. Jameis is a pocket guy that could run. I think Kellen wants to be that guy more than he wants to be a
scrambling
run around.
I swear to God,
Luch, do it.
Every time I see him, I think I'm watching Kaepernick again because he looks so much physically. He's linear. His game looks very, very similar. But see, here's the thing with Jimbo. Jimbo's not in the business of teaching a guy to try to be a pocket passer. He recruits those guys and plays them. So that's why I think it's going to be hard for Mond, because I don't think he wants to, well, let's teach you to get through these progressions and do this and this. He's going to go get guys who do that.
Yeah, he's pretty demanding of the position, right?
Absolutely he is. And
yeah.
So it will.
That's why I think it's interesting between, are they going to go out and get, you know, some sort of instant impact quarterback nationally right now, or are they going to say, you know what, we're just going to sit this one out and go all in for Gunnell? But I don't think they can do both. You know, as you know, John, you know, if A&M signs that caliber of guy this year, you're probably not getting Grant next year, which is totally understandable. He's got to get a feel for how much does he love Grant. And is he willing to wait, you know, till next year to bring him in? Or is there a guy out there comparable that he actually can get this year in short notice? So it'll be interesting to see where they go at quarterback right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go into next year in Jimbo Fisher's system with just Kellen and Nick and Connor? Is he confident enough in that to go, okay, done, I'm rolling with that?
Well, he's going to have to roll with what he's going to have to roll with, isn't he? And unless he can get that three or four star, well, but there's no guarantee, even with if he doesn't get a quarterback this year, Luch, that he's going to get Grant Gunnell. I'm telling you.
No, but,
yeah, there's,
but listen, I know he wants to go where Noel goes. I know that.
Yeah.
But let's see where Noel goes first before we, you know,
some other school might
enter into that pulled the bait.
Somebody
right?
else but might swoop in, too. You never know.
I'm sure everyone will try. He's one of the better ones I've seen, to be honest.
Oh, he's great.
But there's a kid out of Georgia right now named Patrick Fields, or Patrick Fields, Justin Fields, who is a, you know, he's rated just as highly. He's committed to UGA and probably didn't expect Jake Fromm to have, you know, have the type of year he had as a true freshman. And he's kind of looking, and Florida State was his runner-up, and it was because of Jimbo. So who knows? I mean, I think with his track record, he'll have a, you know, national top five quarterback on campus in no time. And I think the question is, what you guys are bringing up, which I think is a great one, is that going to be this coming fall, or is it going to be a year from now? And if it's a year from now, I would still say Grant is the odds-on favorite. You know, he was on campus Sunday. But, like, you know, like you're saying, there's no guarantee, of course, which is why if they can get one this year, they should do it. But getting one this year, I think, will be hard.
Yeah. That's Billy Lucci right here. How'd you like Jimbo? Are you in yet? You got all the inside scoop yet with Jimbo or what?
Yeah. I've been really impressed with what I've seen, both at the press conference and, you know, beyond that. I think he's the guy. You know, you guys were, when we were coming on, we're joking about, you know, a coach named Jimbo coaching at Texas A&M. And there's some truth to that on, you know, just taking it a step further. And, you know, you've got the hunting and the fishing, and he drives a pickup truck and he rides, you know, he comes to work in blue jeans. And I mean, it fits, man. And there's something about the fit, you know, and some he fit in a different way at the time, because that's what A&M desperately needed in 2012. They desperately needed a personality like that. You know, his famous quote when he took the job, if you're scared, get a dog. Aggies loved that because they were, everybody was kind of scared to go in the SEC, and they needed his confidence, you know, and they needed that offense to go with their talent, because all their talent was on the offensive side of the ball. So they needed a coach that could take advantage of that from day one. But I think with A&M, I think Jimbo's a perfect fit. And I think his style of play, Lance, you know, you're familiar with that. And watching them over the years, like we all have, I mean, they've always played SEC football. And they really kind of play SEC West football.
Yeah,
it's offense, defense, caliber of guys that he should be able to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
I think certain people, I don't think nationally, I think some locally, and I think it's kind of a little bit of, you know, that the haters coming out here, they're not giving this guy enough credit for what he's been able to do as a recruiter. And just seeing him, talking to him, he is going to be a tremendous recruiter at Texas A&M. I'm just telling you right now, he is going to
be
a tremendous recruiter.
He's got 10 years and $75 million. Better be. That's, all right, Lucci, yeah. We got to go. We're up against it. We're over, as a matter of fact, as always. Billy Lucci, TexAgs.com, your home for the Ags, ESPN 97.5. Lucci, we got to go. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. All right. I'm going back to bed.
Cade. Look at that gift that Cade sent.
I see him.
Aggie football talk.
The baby falls down
on his face.